Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Call AWOD, 1-800-636-1067. We got Wes running the ones and twos. And you can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. I got a shout out to a few people that are listening to the show that tell me they're too anxious to call in, Wes. What is going on?
Why?
This fan base right now. I have a buddy who's texting me right now. The season's not done. We're not done yet, but I'm too anxious and too nervous about Monday to call in.
Well, he should
Lots
call
of
in.
Divisional games left. Call in. It's just me and you. It's just a couple of friends talking about
just
our favorite team.
Just a couple boys talking ball.
Just talking ball. Absolutely. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. My buddy Brian tweets me, AWOD, I can't believe you're not talking about Keyshawn George. I mean, yeah, I'm excited that they got a win, but the NFL is dominant in my mind, and that's what I wanted to talk about because it does feel like the season's on the brink here. I can see this thing going two ways on Monday night. Like, we battle our ass off, and it goes down to the wire, and one team wins with a field goal at the buzzer, or we lose by 25. And I go right to my fridge about 10:30, and I start having Coors Lights until midnight. I wake up feeling terrible on a Tuesday.
Is that your go-to Coors Light
show? Yeah, when the mountains are blue, AWOD's drinking them, especially when the Commanders are losing. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Give us your game plan for Washington to get the win. Let's go to Toothpick on line one. What's up, buddy?
Hey, AWOD, first off, man, listen. Lou does not represent this fan base. Lou's off his meds. He's off his depression meds right now, and he's riding the roller coaster, man. You cannot do that. So you cannot put this fan base with Lou. Lou needs help. He needs psychiatry help. He needs some of his couch.
Well, let me tell you, Toothpick, tell me how you felt last Sunday at 7:30 when the Cowboys scored 44 points. Because I felt terrible.
First off, AWOD, you know I was walking out that stadium amongst a bunch of Cowboys fans giving me the blues. But I kept telling them, it's okay. We're going to see them in the playoffs. It's all right. They won now. But we'll see them in December.
Playoffs?
We'll see which one of our teams is in the playoffs.
Break it down. How do we get to the playoffs, Toothpick? Get me
fired
up.
It only takes one game, AWOD. Listen, it only takes one game to get the ball rolling. That's all it does. It takes one game. These players ain't giving up. They ultra-competitive. That's why they're the 1%. So for everybody talking that nonsense of the season's over, it's only seven games left, sit Jaden, all that, these players don't think like that, man. You shouldn't think like that. Listen, it's going to be some changes. We're about to give Kansas City hell. Yes, they are very, very talented. Yes, they have all their wide receivers back. Only thing we got to do is frustrate them, man. If we heat Patrick Mahomes up, he got to get the ball out quick. We sitting on short routes. And then if he do throw it up, he probably throwing it up into double coverage because we're going to keep a safety deep because they do have speed. There's no way. Last week, we should have put Marshawn Lynch on on your boy three. There's no way that should have happened. But Dallas made that matchup decision. They knew what side to put him on. Amos is our best defensive back. He's got to travel. Mikey's having a down day, so we got to go with Igbenogany to get him on the field. You got to put some different people on the field. That's the one thing I agree with Lou about. But all this give up talk and everything like that, no.
Ask you a question, Toothpick. Are you going to feel confident that we can stop the Chiefs if they don't make a change and it's Marshawn Lattimore up there against their number one?
No. You cannot put Marshawn on anybody's number one. Our number one D-back right now is 23. You have to put Marshawn on Hollywood Brown because he's got 50-50 hands. That's who he's got to be matched up with. He can dog that man out. He can physically intimidate him because he's not a burner. He's not a technically sound cornerback. He's a dog competitor. That's what he is. And he can intimidate Brown. He can't do that to Rice. And he can't do that to Rice. And he can't keep up with one. He can't keep up with one. So he's got to be on three. I mean, he's got to be on Hollywood Brown. He's got to be on their third wide receiver. That's just point blank and period.
Yeah, I just...
That's it. And if that happens, that's how we win, Awad. You asked that question. That's how we win.
Yeah. And then offensively, is this going to be a game in which we're running the ball, or are we going to use the weapons that we got back in McLaurin and Deebo Samuel to win this game?
Well, we absolutely got to run the ball to make them put eight in the box. And once they put eight in the box, and we have... Oh, here's the other thing, too, is we have to go with our three wide receivers. We got to put McCaffrey, Deebo, McLaurin, and then we got to have Ertz on the field with one running back, right? That way, they have to declare what they're going to do. They're going to have to put eight in the box, or they're going to play back in zone. And whichever way they go, if they decide to go zone or light in the box, then we run the ball. If they decide to go heavy in the box, then we gotta pass it because we have our receiving threats on the field. Then, so we have our full complement here of offensive weapons. Even without five, we still got our full complement of offensive weapons, and we got to utilize them. So that's just what we got to do, man. We got to come out and go punch for punch with these dudes, man.
Yeah, I like the optimism. I just got a tweet from Jack who said we are cooked after this three game stretch. I mean, Toothpick, this is the hardest part of the schedule right here.
Jordan. I'm sorry. Hey, why say that for me again?
This is the hardest part of the schedule right here. Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions.
Is. It absolutely is. And what we got to do is we just got to take it one game at a time. We got to be ultra focused on this one game and then go all in from there. We can't look ahead.
Yeah.
We can't look ahead. You got to be in the moment. You got to be present right now.
Good call, man. I love the optimism. Thanks for chiming in. Phone lines are open, 833-1-800-636-1067. Look, the amount of divisional games we have left is crucial, but I feel like we have got to get back to 500 by the bye week here, and that is after the Madrid game. So we're going to have to either beat Kansas City or beat Seattle and Detroit to get back above 500 here. And I really don't see us winning this game Monday, but I would love for us to have a good performance that maybe we can get some momentum off that. Because I'll tell you, Dan Quinn does the Tell Your Truth Monday, right? It's been awful for those players. Whether it's been Monday or Tell the Truth on a Tuesday because they play on Monday Night Football, that has got to been tough because all they're watching has been negative film on tape. Can they put some positive plays on tape, even maybe in a losing effort, and then come home and beat Seattle and Detroit? Or maybe they can win this game in Kansas City. As the one caller said, Kansas City could lose this game. They could vomit all over themselves like we have before. The problem is that's just not what they do normally. That's not in their norm. They show up every single week, and when it's close, usually Patrick Mahomes leads them to a win. But I love that caller there because, look, we've only played 7 games this season. There's 17 games. I had somebody tell me this week, we could lose the next 3 and then win out. I mean, that's crazy optimism right there, but he's right because there's 7 more games after these. So you could end up with 10 wins still. And Michael Phillips made a great point on his show this week. He said, everybody's calling this a must-win game. It's not a must-win game, he says, until when you lose, you're eliminated. And that's not the case here. But can we have a good performance? on Monday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your paws.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. Always available on the go with the Odyssey app or check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio. Wes, I think we should do another vibe check because we've heard different things from different fans. We just had a caller who said, oh, season's not over. Positive, positive, positive. And then during the break, I got a tweet from Brian. AWOD, what are you talking about? The season is over. I want to do another vibe check. We'll ask you this. Are you excited for Monday Night Football? Do you feel like your team actually has a chance in this one? I'm starting to feel like we have a chance because we're getting healthy. And obviously, I want Jaden Daniels back. But Marcus Mariota has looked solid, and he led us to our best performance this season with 41 points against the Vegas Raiders. I know they're awful and doesn't say much, but it's the best film we've had on tape so far. And he was spraying the ball left and right to McLaurin, Debo, and we were able to run the ball successfully with three different backs. All those guys will be available for Monday Night Football. 1-800-636-1067. I mean, it really feels like it's black and white. There's no gray area anymore. You're, hey, the season's over. I hate this team. Lattimore sucks. Make changes immediately. Or your back's against the wall and you're choosing optimism. And you're like, hey, I'm not going to give up on this team in October because I watch every Sunday through November and December. Wes, where are you at with this team? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open.
I'm struggling right now. And I understand that the injuries have played a huge part in this, but seeing that secondary against Dallas, and I understand they have CeeDee Lamb and Pickens, but come on, if you want to go far in the playoffs, you're going to be going up against wide receivers like that, and it was a major problem.
Yeah, and it just feels that's what I think is hurting everyone most. This is how I started my show on Monday. Was, you know, the famous bit where it's like the Cardinals coach, they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. I said, we are not who we thought we were. We're not contenders. We're pretenders. That's how I felt all week long. We're just not who we thought we were. Offensively, defensively, we're not the offensive line we thought we were. We don't have the running backs we thought we had. We don't have a defense we thought we had I was so confident that the defense that was so bad last year, that was as bad as it's going to get, somehow got worse. And I tried to talk myself into some positive things here because I looked it up. As bad as the defense has been this year, and as bad as it was last year, it was actually way worse the year before under Ron Rivera when they gave up nearly 31 points per game. So we've seen worse defenses in the past 3 years. But it just feels awful, especially given that it's against our arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. And they just made us look stupid. They really did. Vibe check, are you excited for Monday Night Football? Let's go to line one. We've got the Junkyard Dog in D.C. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just good. It's like this. There's two things you got on the plate here. First of all, you got as much chance as Custer had at the Little Bighorn come Monday night. And the second thing is that, why is that? you have to look here. The Lions last week beat Tampa Bay. They didn't have no starter in their secondary. They had four or five brand new guys.
Yeah.
That they had got went out and got people that you know that nobody you know had even heard of. Why hasn't Adam Peters found people like that?
I don't know. I don't know either.
No. Don't give me that answer about you don't know. You know what? You people on the radio, you talk or whatever. But then when the hard questions are asked, you say, I don't know. You do know. You just don't want to talk against the people.
So you think Adam Peters should have gone out and picked up defensive backs off the street and started them over Lattimore, Amos, and Sainer still, and that's going to make a difference?
The Lions went out there and their backs were against the wall.
Yeah, they've got a great pass rush. Show me a good secondary without a good pass rush. That changes everything. Their defensive coordinator had a hell of a game because he was coming for Baker Mayfield, and they made plays in the back end when necessary. The Lions are a good organization that's been going well for the last 4 years now. They've been trending upwards. And we just don't have those guys defensively. And if we could have found them off the street, I think Adam Peters would have. They don't exist.
But he didn't.
Yeah. So you're blaming Adam Peters here, huh?
I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm asking a question. Just yeah. Like if you was before a Senate hearing, they would ask you that question. But he didn't. I mean, he could have went out there. There was a guy in the secondary named, I think his name was Roxine or something like that. The guy, nobody had even heard of him.
Yeah, but that's not the answer. That was lucky. The answer is the player's making plays, dude. The answer is Marshawn Lattimore is getting paid to go out there and make plays. The answer is for Mikey Sainer still to be in the right spot. When you're supposed to guard the tight end at the goal line, don't go to the right and leave him wide open because Jake Ferguson scored twice. And Amos, who everyone's loving, missed a tackle.
Who picked them?
Dude, they're the same guys that were making plays last year, though. Like, Sainer still was great last year. Now you're ready to give up on him?
Oh, you know, maybe they should put here's a little change they can make. Maybe they should put him on the outside like he was last year.
Yeah.
People where they're comfortable at.
I'm fine with doing that. But that's not picking up someone off the street. Come on.
Look, when your back is against the wall, And you got players that are injured and whatever, you have to have some ingenuity. You have to think outside the box then.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Yeah, how are you doing? I'm very optimistic. I believe Marcus Mariota is the best backup quarterback in the league. In fact, I can name 10 teams he should be starting.
Jim, I'm going to put you on hold. Call back in. I can't hear you. There's too much background noise. I want to hear from you,
Jim. I
would
like to list those 10 teams and see if he's right.
Well, I could name at least two because the Jets are awful. All right, Jim, so call back in a second. We got to get rid of that background noise. Let's go to Jerry in Virginia, line 3. What's up, man? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I think we got to play the season one game at a time.
Uh-huh.
And now if you want some optimism, Kansas City played the Raiders and scored 31. Who scored 41?
Washington did.
We did. So I don't think it can't be done. Mm-hmm. I just think we got to play tight.
Yeah. They also lost to the Chargers, and we demolished them in that second half.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying they got their guys back, and they only could score 31 against the Raiders. Now, I know they took Mahomes out near the end.
Yeah.
But still, we scored 41. So I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, good stuff, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And you're right in the fact that, like, everyone that played in that Raiders game is going to play on Monday. Even though we've had a ton of injuries, it has an effect. Those guys are back now. Let's go to Jack in Virginia. Jack, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Optimistic? No, I'm sorry. been a fan since 1969, and now I'm not very optimistic. Am I optimistic about getting McLaurin and Debo back? Absolutely. And lately, I don't know what's got into Lattimore. He can't cover his own blanket, his bed with his own blanket. Like some of the other callers, I'd put him on somebody that, you know, that he could handle, or just don't even put him in the game.
Yeah.
And
so are you excited for Monday night, or are you just doom and gloom?
I hate to admit it. No, I am not. I'm a doom and gloomer. I'm sorry, but no, I am not excited.
Yeah. Look, let me try to talk you into some excitement here, because, like, I was with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Misery Monday, terrible Tuesday, worried Wednesday that the season's over, the sky is falling, and Jaden will never be himself again. But Marcus Mariota is a competent backup, and defensively, I don't think we can get much worse than we did against the Dallas Cowboys. Every given Sunday, something crazy happens, and for this Monday night in Kansas City, we need the players to play well, and that's why I'm calling for the veterans. Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Laremy Tunsil, a lot of those guys have playoff experience or Super Bowl experience. They need to display that this week in practice and get everybody on the same page.
I agree with that. We've got to play as a team and as a unit. And also, one other thing they keep talking about, I'm on the radio here, and I'm going blank. Number 11, McCaffrey.
Yeah.
You know, they keep saying, you know, he's got to step it up. He's got to do more. Well, how are you going to step it up if he's not on the field? He's proved as of lately. He's had two touchdowns. He's had a long catch. He's had some good runs on punt return. The man can do it. Don't quit dogging him. Put him on the field, and he'll get it done for us. He's another part of the puzzle that can make a big difference.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head with that too. It is something. There's a miscommunication with the special teams coach and the offensive coach. There has to be, because, I mean, you have to give him credit. What he's doing in kick returns, it's unbelievable. He could be a Pro Bowler at kick returns, right? It feels like he's getting past the 40 easily, and sometimes over the 50, right? But it's like,
absolutely,
it's hampering him from being involved on the offensive side of the ball. And so they've got to figure that out.
I mean, like you say, while you hear a lot, he's a dog. That man can do it. I remember that one play with the Cowboys. I thought he was going to be out for the rest of the season. He flipped upside down, and the man got up, and he went again, like old Timex watch. Put him on the field,
Yeah. And
he'll make them eat their words.
He's a gamer. Good call. Appreciate you chiming in. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Got a tweet from Tony. AWOD, there were at least five cornerbacks signed off the streets or as free agents that are doing better than Lattimore. They're getting paid less money. Could have gotten out of that contract and gotten somebody for less. I am not going to sit up here and defend Marshawn Lattimore at all. But I will defend this coaching staff, and I will defend the front office. There's a reason they keep rolling out Lattimore. They don't trust the guys behind him. It must be. They're not stupid. They're watching the film. They're doing the tell the truth. I'm sure they're sitting out with Lattimore. Now, I want Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth, up from the booth to the sidelines, so that if Lattimore runs into Quan Martin again, he can grab him by the chest plate and yell at him and tell him, your ass is on the bench. That's what I want to happen. But I'm not going to, like, there's a reason the coaching staff in the front office keep putting Lattimore out there. I don't like it at all, and I'm not going to defend him. But I'll defend their decision to do that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. All right, so we just asked the vibe check. Where are you at on the season? Is it over? Are you excited for Monday Night Football? Feels like we've heard a bunch of different things from people. Let's go to Sean in VA. Sean, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's going on, man? No, I listen to you guys all the time. Thanks for having me on. And since last year, it was a great surprise that we, you know, 12-5 and Jaden Daniels. But this year, it's different. You know, everything, every year is different.
Yeah.
As far as our offense goes, there is something up with, it seems like there's some sort of niche in Jaden Daniels this year. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's psyching himself out, but he's not going to play on
Monday.
You know
what I think it is, Sean? And look, this is not a shot at Jaden. He's still my guy. He's still our franchise quarterback. But, like, I think he's not taking what the defense is giving him. I feel like that's what I've been watching from Jaden Daniels, is trying to make the home run play happen. And so much of the success of last year was just drop back, hit open receiver. Boom, 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 boom. Now he's taking too long to go through his progressions, it feels like.
Exactly. It seems like he's like I said, psyching himself out maybe. You know, but I'll give it. He's the best quarterback we've had in 30 years.
Yeah.
So I'll let him have his you know, bad moments. But I was thinking, you're talking about offense and running the ball. Have we ever used any kind of fullback, any kind of I-form fullback, running the ball? That's all we got, pretty much. I like Mariota, but, I mean, we're not – he's not going to blow the doors off passing all over the place. Have we ever even thought about having a H-back sort of thing?
We've used Ben Sennett in that spot and maybe Bates in that spot. But, yeah, I mean, we got to be able to smash-mouth football, run the ball up the middle. We have got to be able to run the ball up the middle.
Keep the ball away from Mahomes and watch Andy Reid over there chewing his mustache.
Yeah.
But man, y'all have a good day, and hail the Redskins.
Hail, Sean. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be old school keep away here. Like I said earlier, the vision for Washington to win, all right, Chiefs get the ball first. We got to somehow get a stop. And then we have to take like 7 minutes and go down the field and get seven. And then we got to get a stop. Then we got to go down the field, take 7 minutes to get seven. And we have got to touch the ball last at the end of the first half, and we have to touch the ball first to start the third quarter. We have to steal a possession to win this game. Let's go to Ian in VA, line one. What's up? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
You know, what you just said is what every single team says about the Chiefs, and yet they don't do it because it can't be done.
Yeah.
So, talking about this season, I think it's over, and for a couple of reasons. One, Jaden Daniels is not playing at the Super Bowl, Superman, MVP level he was playing last year. There was an organizational arrogance this offseason, having your second-year quarterback throw zero passes in the preseason and think, oh, he's the best quarterback in the NFC East. Wrong. He's the best quarterback in the NFC. Dead wrong. He's not even close. But it goes a step further, too, on Adam Peters. You go through every single draft pick, every single trade, and every single free agent acquisition. there's a ton of misses and really costly misses. Lattimore, Ben Sinnott, Brandon Coleman. These are high.
Yes, but if you're going to name those guys, you have to say Jaden Daniels, Mikey Sainer still, Luke McCaffrey's been good, Jalen Lane's been good. At times, Johnny Newton's been good. Luvu was a good signing. You can't just point to the negativity because I agree there's some misses and Lattimore is a whiff. But you have to admit, he has done better in a year and a half here than any general manager in my lifetime.
So, again, we're not comparing the 20 to 25 Commanders to the 1991 Redskins. That's not the ask. You're competing in today's era. So it's not a comparison between him, Rivera, and Bruce Allen. That's not the comparison. But you're right. Jaden Daniels, that's a home run. Luvu, that's a home run. I don't think McCaffrey, being what he is beyond just a guy. Sanders still looks clueless this year. I don't know. It's hard to look at the entire ledger. And, of course, Jaden Daniels is the biggest home run of home runs. But outside of that, there's just a lot of misses. And the plan this offseason, I can't get over that you have a Super Bowl quarterback in the rookie window. And your plan is, let's trade for an aging, injury-prone Deebo Samuel. That makes no sense to me.
Well, Deebo, dude, come on. Deebo's been fantastic this year. Just because he's missed a couple weeks here, don't turn on him. He's been unbelievable.
Wait. That's what he does every season. He starts off great, and then he gets hurt, which is why San Fran, a legit Super Bowl contender, moved on from him.
This year I think Deebo got hurt because we were force-feeding him, and we overdid it with how much we got him involved, and we ran him into the dirt and got him in a heel injury.
Adam, no. The reason he got hurt is because he gets hurt every year. That's his track record. This guy has made one Pro Bowl in 2021. That's a long time ago. I think Deebo Samuel is one of the most overrated and overhyped players because people are like, look what he can do. He's so versatile. But then when you go season by season, look at where he is in week one, week two, week three, and then go look at week 14, 15, 16, 17. He's either on the bench or a shell of himself. His physicality in the beginning of the season is not sustainable. And the plan to have him and Terry McLaurin and another injury-prone receiver, Noah Brown, is organizationally clueless. It's so idiotic, the plan. This notion that Adam Peters is so bright, people second-guess this in the offseason. Can you surround him with more weapons than drafting a guard in the first round?
Like, I know, but hindsight is 20/20 on everything, dude.
No, it's not hindsight. Adam, people said this in the offseason.
No, hold on. You told me that you just said Noah Brown wasn't good enough. He's injury prone. Everybody was obsessed with Noah Brown last year because he caught the Hail Mary. And Deebo Samuel, yes, he's just gotten hurt. But he's had 315 yards this season, and everybody would be better if McLaurin had played. That's not Adam Peters' fault.
No, yes. You know what? It's funny. When the team had the leverage where they could have said, you either sign this deal or we will not negotiate, they let this Terry McLaurin thing drag out far too long. Far too long. And everyone who wants to constantly blame Terry McLaurin for overvaluing himself and his agent, you realize the team had control of him. They could have easily said, we will not offer you anything, period, you're under contract. Or say, this is the deal we did. But instead, we got this wishy-washy, endless saga that really sucked the life out of the team. When you have your second team All-Pro and your third longest tenured player in a contract holdout.
I understand what you're saying. Can we just both agree that last year was the best year in the last 30 years and Adam Peters was the architect of it? So I'm not turning my back on him because he's missed a few things. Yes, he is. He's the general manager.
No. He's the architect of Jaden Daniels who lifted everyone else. Adam Peters' acquisitions is not what made Washington make the NFC title game, period. He could have had anybody.
Okay, then a previous general manager would have done it in one year in my lifetime, or a previous general manager before that, or anybody. I'm giving Adam Peters credit. That's fine if you don't want to give him any credit. That's fine. Well, you've turned your back on him in 25 games. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable that you've watched this team for 30 years and you're turning your back on him in 25 games. No, thank you. I'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a win, because you don't think that we have a chance because he hasn't gotten one signing right.
Yeah. So, Adam, again, let's go through this. If you want to credit him for last year, then are you blaming him for this season?
I've been saying, to me, this is the players not making plays. It's the same guys that were making plays last year.
Right, but that's a supposition. Of course the players aren't making plays. That could be said for every team, every season. Every team, every season could say the same thing. But the person who put those injury-prone old players back on the field is Adam Peters. So he gets the blame there. You can't credit him when it goes well and not blame him when it goes bad. That's inconsistent.
It hasn't, to me, it's been bad, but it's not blame the general manager bad. All right? We're 3-4. Okay. It's not the worst thing in the world that I'm not. We've also missed our quarterback for several weeks. We missed our star wide receiver. We've had defensive players miss. We've lost every defensive end that we signed in the offseason. Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong gone. Everybody's gone. People are injured. I'm not blaming the general manager. I appreciate the call. Good passion. Let's talk next week. Hopefully it'll be positive. We got more calls to get to here. Final segment of the day coming up next. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. The Zabe train returns next. Steve Zabin back on these airwaves coming up next. I always enjoyed checking out the Steve Zabin show when it was on Saturday mornings or when he was on the Team 980 for so long during my childhood. So love me some Zabe, and if you want to chime in, you could call in 1-800-636-1067. Final segment here of AWOD Radio, and we did get an angry call there from Ian, and he took up all your time. So if you want to chime in now, give me your thoughts here. Short and sweet, come with a lot of energy and passion, and give us your thoughts on this season. Let's go to Charles in Maryland. What's up, Charles?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Man, first of all, I got to give it to you for tolerating that dude. I would have hung up on him minutes ago.
So you disagree. Yeah, you're not blaming Adam Peters.
I mean, come on. You can't be, you know, All-American in play call, and then next year, you know what, we get rid of him. And these fans are so fickle. I was at the game. And other than the game itself, the atmosphere, well, let's just say I caught the blues from Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get too jacked up about it. It is what it is. Injuries does play a difference. We're not on the hook for years and cap-wise up with these guys, so they could be gone by next year. The old administration would have had us underwater. You and I know that. You take it easy, man, and keep the fight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, it's easy to be doom and gloom when things are going bad, but this season's not completely over with, and I kind of think these are some of the growing pains of roster development. Ron Rivera, this is what roster development looks like. There's some ups, there's some downs, but that's what Adam Peters is trying to do here is take a roster that was decimated and put some talent into there. And he's planted the seeds. Now we need those flowers to grow. And some of those are these young guys, Johnny Newton, Luke McCaffrey, Mike Isaner still, Josh Connerly. Let's go to Nate in Maryland. Nate, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, I just find it, you know, a little funny how everybody, you know, want to point the finger at this person, that person, when we're dealing with a team thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole organization. So, I mean, if we could say it starts from the top down, then Adam Peters has to get some blame. Coaching has to get some blame. Players have to get some blame. You know what I mean? As simple as that. And to me, I would have to go to coaching to take majority of the blame only because everybody keeps pointing out Wagner playing these many plays. Why? You know he's slow. That's coaching.
Sanford still was great outside. They moved him inside. That's coaching. To me, I don't think he was good inside last year. I think he was always better outside. And then on top of that, a lot of people talking about last year was luck and all that. I don't see that. What I saw was with all the turnover that they did last year, they created a competitive environment in camp, and it can create a championship environment that kept the players on their toes. Wasn't nobody comfortable. This year, people was comfortable. They already had their positions. They didn't attack it the same way. So I think that's what we're seeing on the field now today.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good stuff. I mean, there was just so much newness last year. There's so much new energy, and that got everybody excited for the opportunity to go do something there that hadn't been done in 5 years of making the postseason. And this year, like, they were too soft in training camp and preseason, but I understand why. They thought they had a championship roster. You didn't want to lose Eckler before the season began. You ended up losing him 2 weeks into the season. Let's go to Joe in Virginia. Joe, what's your opinion on this season for the Commanders?
Hey, Adam. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first off, I mean, Monday night is going to be very iffy because, although I do want to point out one thing to the fans, we're facing an AFC team. So if we lose, the AFC losses don't affect us. It's the NFC wins we got to adjust to. Because only we have one win on the NFC, and that's in week one against the Giants. Mm. So the next 2 weeks after that, we definitely got to pick those up. But you know what? We're optimistic because you know what? The last time we were almost two touchdown underdogs was 2014 down in Dallas, and Colt McCoy led us to a win in overtime down there. So there is optimism. I'm not saying it's going to happen because Mahomes, let's face it, Mahomes is a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's one. Two, for all the people like Ian, who, by the way, Ian, get to your point when you're on the air. This is not a lecture, not a preaching thing. Get to your point. If you were that ticked off with Adam Peters, where were we 9 months ago? Oh, that's right. We're playing the NFC Championship game 60 minutes from the Super Bowl, and if you don't think that was good enough, then you're not a true fan. That's two. Three, by the way, Josh Harris, who is, by the way, he's been totally quiet through all of this. Thank you, Josh, because Dan Snyder would have been all over this. We are doing something special for Art Monk next Sunday night, retiring his jersey, something the previous ownership would never do because they don't care. Josh Harris is doing this knowing what the fan base is like and knowing how great the legacy is for members like Art Monk. So if the fan base who are on this bandwagon doesn't like this, get out of here. Because I'm done hearing all this sort of saying, well, the season's over with. Last year was luck. Well, then if you think last year was luck, then why were we in the NFC Championship? Take care.
Yeah, good stuff, good energy. Love that passion from him, yeah. Maybe I should have cut off Ian. He seemed to upset a lot of people. All right, let's go to Logan on line two. He'll close out the show. Give us your thoughts, Logan.
Hey, man. Glad you're on the show. I was going to say, it's not time for blame pie. I mean, we're a fumble away from being 4-3.
Yeah.
It was a bad fumble. But, I mean, Adam Peters didn't fumble that ball. You know, you gotta roll out them old guys on them one-year deals. You got to see what you got. That's the bar. You can't roll out Jordan McGee as your starter just because you like him in training camp and you liked what you heard. These guys on the one-year deal, you got to see what you got. You got to, you know, that's what you went into the offseason with. So that's what you go into the season with. That's not Adam Peters' fault. You know, yeah. Hindsight's 20/20, obviously.
And the other thing is, obviously, if we don't fumble the ball against the Bears, we win that game and everybody feels a lot better about this team.
Right.
But we're still up, down, up, down, up, down. What needs to change so that we can string together multiple good games in a row?
You know what? I think I said no blame pie, but if there was one person that's flying under the radar right now, Cliff Kingsbury's got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback. I mean, these designed quarterback runs, when we have a quarterback that's getting banged up, he's going to run anyways. There's no reason to put him in a situation where you know he's going to get tackled right at the line of scrimmage by a 400-pound guy. You know, the running back committee was number one rushing in the entire league, and then we just abandoned the whole thing. I love Bill, but McNichols and Chris Rodriguez, they're not bad, and they're running like their lives depend on it. I mean, they're trying to put food on the table, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Why go so far away? It hasn't worked two games in a row where you put the big workload on Bill, and you know, maybe there's a reason why he fell, you know, to the seventh round. And I love him, but you got to keep developing that guy. He's not ready for maybe RB1 exclusively. Go back to the running back by committee, man. It worked.
Yeah. Because
that's the ball.
Yeah, Good call. I appreciate it. And if there's one thing I'm going to say about Cliff Kingsbury, it's I need points being scored on the first drive of the game Monday. We're going to have a chance to go to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Thanks to Wes running the ones and twos. Zabin coming up next. Steve Zabin here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.